So I called it on television. I called it Terror Vision, right? So take your calm mind. Get spoiled. Stockpile it. Don't run out. Do become obsessive compulsive over having your clues if you're a student. Take our cognition and brain power. And by the way, if they dare to try to take away our vinpocetine, they gotta face the D, because I will sue them in international court. I'm not kidding. I got skill sets, as they say. Best friend in the world, worst enemy you'll ever have. Thank you, Ryan. We'll see you again this coming Thursday. I think next week you get a little break.
Thank you.
Had some fun today. Tomorrow, Carpar University and David Nierley is in studio with Vaso Medical. We're going to talk about the nutraceuticals you need to take with it to get well.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth. What really happened with your host, Mike Rivero? Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Monday, June 5th, 2017, getting into the month of June, getting into summer, and all this other good stuff. We have a lot of stuff to talk about today. The phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, dealing with all the tech gremlins which seem to be ganging up on us today, and obviously ready to answer your phone and put you on the air with your comments and questions. A couple of quick program notes. Our third hour guest today will be Gilad Otzman. He's going to be talking about his recent concert tour, his recent lecture tour, his new book, his being attacked by members of Antifa. On Thursday, we're going to have Phil Turney and Dave Gehary talking about Israel's attack on the USS Liberty. And, of course, today is the anniversary of the assassination of Robert F. Kennedy and the attempt to create a crazed lone nut cover story for what was obviously a cover-up, and we reprised the recording of the intimidation of one of the witnesses. Now, a lot of witnesses to the Robert Kennedy assassination said that Sirhan Sirhan was in the company of a woman in a polka-dot dress. Sirhan appeared to be dazed. Apparently, this woman was literally dragging him around the hotel, and then afterwards, the police tried to coerce and browbeat all the witnesses into saying there hadn't been this woman in the polka-dot dress. One of the women, the witnesses they did this to, was Sandy Serrano, who was so outraged at the way she was treated that she sued, and her lawyers were able to get the official LAPD audio tape of the interrogation of Serrano by LAPD Detective Hank Hernandez, who supposedly also had intelligence connections. And it really does show you that, yes, all along, witnesses to these events are threatened, browbeat, coerced, some cases bribed to change their testimony to conform with the official story. Sometimes they don't, and that can be a disaster. That's what happened with Ibrahim Todashev down in Florida. Refused to go along with framing the Tsarnaev brothers for a murder that they had nothing to do with and wound up being shot by the FBI. Now, over the weekend, as you know, there was another terror attack in London at the London Bridge. It involved a vehicle ramming some people and then these terrorists getting on out and stabbing a bunch of individuals. The terrorists were shot. And, of course, everybody is already out there trying to milk this latest incident, the third since March, if my count is correct, for all the political hay that they can. And already there are reasons to suspect that this was, in fact, another staged false flag attack, because at least one of these London Bridge attackers was already familiar to the anti-terror police. Same story we had with the Manchester bomber. The cops knew this guy was out there, knew he was dangerous. They were getting warnings he was going to do something. And now, over at 21st Century Wire, Kurt Nemo is saying that one of the London Bridge attackers has been linked to British intelligence. And so already this is starting to really, really stink. And even more bizarre than that, story out of the Metro in Great Britain itself. These terrorists were wearing suicide vests, and after they were shot by the police, the bomb squad moved in and discovered they were fake. They weren't. They were just costume pieces. They were not really explosive vests. They were just made to look like them. But they were. Why? It doesn't make any sense unless it's all theater. Now, needless to say, Donald Trump is out there saying that this latest terror attack only underscores that responsible controls on immigration, especially from nations whose populations do not like us, has to be allowed to move forward. And, of course, we're seeing the pro-immigration, open-border globalists are out there saying, well, it's not politically correct to try and categorize, you know, these terrorists as all being Muslim, even though all the terrorists seem to keep being Muslim. But it is time for some common sense here. We're going to do a shout-out now to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. So Trump is out there saying, as president, I will do what is necessary to prevent this threat from spreading to our shores and work every single day to protect the safety and security. Now, if it's a false flag, it's going to happen no matter what security you have there. And it does appear to be a false flag. We're not really sure why. Now, Theresa May has been dropping rapidly in the polls. We're coming up on the snap general election. And maybe she thinks that wagging the terror card is going to boost the her poll numbers again. But I think the message is going on out, especially when you listen to the comment made by London's mayor. This is the new normal. Get used to it. You live in this wonderful city, but there are going to be terror attacks. You might as well just get used to dealing with that. That seems to be the idea. Now, one agenda that Theresa May is really pushing as hard on the basis of this latest terror attack is more government control over the internet, more surveillance. She wants to have a whole new internet that will be controllable and regulated by the government so that they can prevent this online radicalization. Well, there was radicalization long before there was an internet. And I don't know who's doing your intelligence planning, but if you shut down the internet, the radicalization is going to continue using pamphlets, little pamphlets like this one. This is a very radical pamphlet here. It's basically the text of the Constitution of the United States of America. And people will just hand them to each other out of sight of the government surveillance. So this is a case of not thinking very clearly, because if the radicalization is, in fact, actually taking place on the internet, and I haven't seen a lot of it, then you want it to stay there so you can follow it and track it. If you shut down the internet, people are going to go back to printing presses and little brochures, and it's going to be a lot harder to find out what's going on out there. But again, it's the real agenda is all these governments around the world are realizing they have lost the ability to lie to their populations with impunity. And without the ability to cheat and lie and deceive, they really can't control their populations, trick them into doing things that the people don't want to do, like more wars, higher taxes, sending their children off to the battlegrounds, and so forth here. And a lot of people are already criticizing Theresa May, saying that her call for more government control of the internet is misleading and misguided for reasons that I have already elucidated here. And in fact, they're describing her as intellectually lazy. It's a knee-jerk reaction. Ooh, terror happened. Let's control the internet. And common sense is going to tell you real criminals and real terrorists already know not to communicate over the internet, over social media, over any, because it is all monitored. They're going to have little private means of communication that are not subject to the monitoring of the government. The government just wants to watch us all because they're getting really, really nervous that we are waking up. We refuse to go back to sleep, and they're understandably concerned. So anyway, just coming up on the election, Theresa May is out there saying they have to have wider surveillance, and Great Britain is already one of the most intensely surveilled countries on Earth. Highest per capita concentration of surveillance cameras in the street. They have that new Snoopers Charter where everybody's browsing history and email gets saved for an entire year in case they have to go back and look something. And it is a little hypocritical because earlier in her political career, she campaigned against more government surveillance. So basically, Theresa May is out there trying to shift the blame for the failure to stop this attack onto the internet. Not willing to go there that maybe tighter border controls might happen if the attack was genuine, which more and more we're beginning to see this does look like it was a false flag. Again, more and more of Europe's leaders and the world leaders are realizing this open border idea hasn't worked out. Over in Poland, their prime minister had a recent speech, and he just said, "We will not take part in this madness. We will never agree to it." And Poland and a couple of the other member states of the European Union are being threatened with massive financial penalties from Brussels if they dare actually start controlling their borders. So Trump is back out there on Twitter calling for the courts to allow his travel ban to proceed, saying that we need to be smart, vigilant, and tough. And he's absolutely correct. All righty, we're going to take a phone call. Mike in Alaska, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. I just wanted to bring your attention to some of the things about the immigration to Europe that people sometimes overlook. The first time I heard this, I was shocked. But if you look at the levels of inbreeding in North Africa and the Middle East, and then you look at the average national IQ, it explains a lot. It explains a lot about why it's so violent, why they would sort of how a religion like that, or a cult, if you'd like, developed, and why it's always violent, and the stabbing, and just...
Well, hang on. You're painting with a little bit of a wide brush here. First of all, I think much of the violence is cultural rather than inbreeding. It is the way that they're being raised, and their particular religion is not the issue, because good people are going to do good things, bad people will do bad things, both will cite religion as their reason. If they're raised in a culture of violence from the extreme hardships they grow up in, then yes, when they get to Europe and they're not getting all the free stuff they were promised, they're going to act out. And as I've said many, many times before, migration is a filtering process. You're not getting the best of the people from those source countries. The people who are successful, who are doing well, they're going to stay where they are. They don't want to leave their home. So you're getting this filter where what you're really getting on the other end of that migration pipeline going into Europe, you're getting people who couldn't make it in their own country. You're getting people who are fleeing prosecution. You're getting people who are carrying contagious diseases. The migration process is selected, and it is biased toward that criminal element in the home country.
I agree with you, Mike, but one thing is when you look at, for example, Syria, and we know a lot of these people are not coming from there, but some of them are, you look at the average IQ being 75, and IQ is a bell curve distribution. The average in most European countries is about 100. So they're 2 to 3 standard deviations away from the average person in, let's say, Germany. Why is this important? It's important because when they get there, even if they're not violent, all they'll be able to do is chop meat or make a kebab or drive a taxi, the lowest level stuff, which is not in demand right now.
Yes.
So they get there and then they can't get a job. They can't become a NASA scientist. They can't get a BMW. So they get angry. It kind of makes sense, and that's not even a religion part.
Yeah, but let us point out that back home in Syria, the other side of that bell curve, the people with IQs of 120, 130, they're the ones who are going to stay where they are because they have become successful. I don't want to be coming on out here and saying that all Syrians have lower IQ than anybody else. As you say, it's a distribution, but again, that is part of that filtration. We're not getting the best representatives from those source countries.
Exactly, and the ones that are very higher IQ, because yes, it's the curve. It's not everyone is on one side of it. It's evenly distributed, but some of the higher end ones may have came in the 80s or the 70s, and they were not only heretical in the religious sense that they didn't want to blow anyone up, or they just wanted to get along and realize that dream of living in the West, but they came earlier, and there was a brain drain. Again, like you said, there's others that have the money inside of those countries. Why would they leave?
Yes.
But if you move 5 million at one point, you know you're going to get a bunch of people that, even if they're not religiously violent, will not make it as far as what the economies of Europe demand, as far as, you know, we're discovering that 50% of them cannot read and write in their own language. So we're set, this is by design. It's not accidental. And,
I'm going to disagree with that. I'm going to disagree with that. The agenda was open borders and blurring cultural distinctions for the New World Order. But I don't think they really thought it all the way through to say what's really going to happen when we have this migration process going. What sort of individuals are going to be taking part in the migration? How are they going to interact with the people in Europe? One of the big problems, regardless of IQ, regardless of training, regardless of background, is that the economies of the European member states were struggling just to take care of their own people. And now all of a sudden we have these millions and millions of new people who are coming on in who are placing a tremendous strain on the social system. It really was not thought all the way through. I guess when they get together at like the Bilderbergers or whatever, and the wine and whiskey is flowing, and they just come up with a really good idea. Let's just blur everything together, and it'll be fine. All right, we're off to the tennis courts. But it clearly was not thought all the way through. I don't think the upheaval and the backlash and the violence was actually part of the plan. I think they were simply oblivious to this being a possibility when they take two obviously disparate cultures and forcibly clash them together.
I agree. They didn't expect the internet to be there so that the information could get out. They didn't expect it to be such a large clash in such a quick period of time. I mean, they may know that we're headed in the, they may head us down a crazy path, but they don't know all the variables there. But Mike, I wanted to ask you, do you think that anything that's going on now in the news is happening to distract us from that meeting, because they're receiving more attention in Virginia, the Bilderbergers, than they ever have in the past?
Well, they are. People are sort of looking for who's actually calling the shots in these various governments. I know a lot of people were very concerned that Trump sent some representatives. I'm frankly, given his past record, I'm surprised Alex Jones didn't show up this year, because normally he loves to go to wherever the Bilderbergers are, and it's here in Virginia. It's not like it's that long a plane flight. Again, we know that there is a power behind the power we are allowed to see, and now it's becoming very, very visible. So we're generating more attention about them. They're still trying to be as secretive as they always have been. They've come out with a couple of public announcements, which I wouldn't put too much faith in or trust in, that this is what's really going on. But we do know they're concerned about Trump being a loose cannon on their deck. We know that they're very, very concerned over the erosion of faith, belief, and trust by the general population in their respective governments. That is a major problem, not just for the governments as they are today, but for that looming new world order. You literally are not going to be able to start a global government when the entire population of the globe thinks it's a scam.
That's right. All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Brendan in San Francisco. Aloha, Brendan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Mike, I was just calling to see if you saw that CNN staged memorial where they had hijab-wearing women with graphic signage and C-stands, LED lights, directors, chairs, coffee. It was
a total production by CNN. Yeah,
I mean, come on. How outrageous. I mean, this should be a criminal act.
Stop watching CNN is the obvious answer here. You know it's all going to be fake. And again, CNN's numbers are down along with the rest of the corporate media. Everybody's coming on over here to the independent media because they want to find out what's actually really going on. All right, Brendan, got to let you go. Oh, yeah. We got to take a break here for some commercials so we can pay some bills around here. And we'll be right back.
You've
probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
The new word on the street is bloated. Yeah, you eat this food, GMO, herbicide, pesticide. Foods aren't safe anymore. And then we eat them, and we're bloated. Our stomach says, no, no, no more, Seymour. So what we have to do is drink the tea. Are you on the tea? GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Super strength tea. It will help you with the new word, bloated. You can get it today. Log on to GetTheTea.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Some are maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And we're just now getting word. The United States Supreme Court has now set a deadline of June 12th for the challengers of President Donald Trump's travel ban. They have to file their responses by June 12th. After that, the Supreme Court's going to go ahead and they're going to have a final decision on this. And if we had a justice system that actually went along with the letter of the law, this would have never even gotten this far. Title 8 makes it very clear. The nation does have a right to control who comes across the borders, and the president does have a right to issue proclamations banning certain groups, and other presidents have used it in the past. They're only making a big stink about it now because this is a major threat to the New World Order, the globalist design of erasing our cultural differences by having people of different cultures rape and kill each other. I guess that's the plan here. Okay, let's see. Karen in Maryland. Aloha, welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Okay, hi there. I have two questions if you're prepared to answer them. Are you well enough versed about a cashless society to be able to discuss it?
Well, I've discussed it in the past before, mostly in terms of its obvious shortcomings for ordinary people, its advantages to the banking industry. And as we last week demonstrated, the potential for a failure of the computer systems to leave many people simply unable to purchase food, even though technically they have money in their bank accounts.
Okay, well, my question is, it's okay if you don't know how to answer this, but my question is, in a cashless, this is, and I don't even know if this is available in Hawaii because it's not available in all states, but what happens to the lottery, the state lottery, in a cashless society? Because many states require cash for lottery tickets. So what would happen to the lottery?
Well, they would have to make some kind of an allowance. I mean, the whole point of the cashless society, you have that little plastic card where you cannot spend money that you do not have. And so I don't think there would be that significant an effect on the state lotteries.
Okay. And then question number two, completely different subject, is about the oath of office that the military and the elected officials take. To your knowledge, are there any government agencies that have employees that simply do not take an oath of office, but it is assumed that they do?
I actually do not know how to answer that question. I think the problem is less whether there's an oath of office and more a question of whether people who take the oath actually have any intention of abiding by it. And that really does seem to be the issue. The public taking of an oath in full view of the press cameras is supposed to reassure us all that the system is playing by the rules. Obviously, recent events to the contrary show us that, no, it's just part of the window dressing. I've taken an oath of office. You can trust me that I'm doing good things. No. Sorry, it doesn't work that way.
Okay, well, I mean, it would be a partial explanation as to, you know, stories and reality, if not everybody who it was thought that they took an oath actually took one. So anyway.
Well, the issue goes way beyond violation of an oath. Many of these rogue intelligence agencies are openly violating the law and the Constitution. And we have seen, going back for more than a few administrations, this almost openly displayed contempt for the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. This idea that this may have worked 200 years ago, but obviously if we're going to run this nation the way we think it should be run, we have to get rid of that silly Second Amendment and Fourth Amendment and Fifth Amendment and just get rid of all 10 of them, seems to be the attitude.
Okay, thank you. Bye. Great show as usual.
Thank you very much. We're going to let you go here. Now, as you know, this week, former FBI Director James Comey is going to testify before the Senate Intelligence Committee. It is strongly rumored that he's going to go on out there and try and claim President Trump tried to interfere with the investigation into Michael Flynn, even though Comey himself, 2 months after this supposedly happened, testified under oath before Senate committee that there had been no political interference whatsoever. So, more about this when we come back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. owner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down and, you know, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I can't believe, I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit partdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Nutri-Medical's Power C Plus is the greatest important breakthrough in vitamin C technology since Linus Pauling. It is the only neutral pH vitamin C in the world as a calcium, magnesium, potassium, sodium ascorbate salt with bioperin, a black pepper extract, to increase absorption by 40%. When you take Power C Plus, it helps to alkalinize all the cells of your body instantly, raise the oxygen level and energetic level of cells, suppress cancer and inflammation in your body, and help you fight infections. Power C Plus also helps to build up the collagen in your body, hyaluronic acid in your joints, and the glycosaminoglycans in your joints, as well as to improve healing of any tissue in your body. Power C Plus is very unique at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, where you can order, or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magfill clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting...
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're going to grab a couple more phone calls, then we're going to close the phone lines for a bit, get some news out here. Steve in California, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Well, just to follow up, your last caller had a great question, and she should call into John's show tonight. Ron McDonald's going to be on, and Ron and I have sat down and talked about this question that she asked, she posed to you, and legitimacy in the oath of office. And most times, Ron will tell you that the office, there was not the oath taken, at least correctly, appropriately. And that's kind of where he starts, at the roots level of, did the person actually take the oath? Did they have the authorization? So if she's still listening, I would ask her to call into Ron McDonald Day on John Stadmiller's show and ask that question, because he can go more into depth on that answer, that question.
Okay, well, hopefully she's still listening, and she will do the call-in. Now, obviously, if somebody does take an oath, they go through that whole formal ceremony, it is actually legally binding, just like when you take an oath to tell the truth in a court of law. And if you take an oath and you violate that oath, technically, you could actually be prosecuted. Unfortunately, as far as politicians are concerned, it's never enforced. And most politicians are now taking the position that lying to people is protected speech under the First Amendment. When the independent media tells the truth, oh, that's hate speech, that's anti-Semitism, that's this, that's that. But when politicians lie to you, the voter, that's protected speech under the First Amendment. That tells you just how twisted and Alice through the looking glass our society has become.
I agree. Hey, one quick question for you, Mike, is how do you, in a court of law, I have never seen it, maybe you've seen it, but how do they swear in somebody that is an atheist? When they use the so help you God, how do they do that?
You use the expression, I do so affirm.
Oh, okay. Good. Question, okay. Excellent. Thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks a lot. We're going to switch over to Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I do so affirm my government's corrupt.
Yes. I second the motion. All in favor?
Aye. Hey, Mike.
I felt the ground shake.
Hey, Mike, did you hear about one of the London Bridge attackers that was in a documentary about British jihad? Now, wasn't there years ago also one of these jihadis that was in a documentary also in Britain, I believe? So it's a rolling theme, you know. I don't know if this was a false flag or not. You know, that's up for debate. But there is a chicken coming home to roost moment with arming, funding these people, and you're looking at we've been talking about this for a while. The decline of Western, power, because I wanted to talk about the Saudi Qatari. That now, is this another nail in the coffin for, the Marshall Plan, Bretton Woods type of thing, do you think?
I think it is. Somebody has botched this horribly because they were trying to hold the Middle East together as a unit in the Western sphere of influence, and now all of a sudden Qatar is just spinning off. Everybody is making stink face at them. They're talking about pulling out the U.S. base. All of which is just going to encourage Qatar to move closer to Iran, closer to Russia, and closer to China. And so this is a major foreign policy whoopsie.
So that means I shouldn't buy stock in the Saudi Qatari pipeline, huh?
Probably not. You'll just have those Dakota Access Pipeline people all over your case anyway.
Yeah, let me tell everybody if they don't know, Qatar has a vast amount of natural gas, I believe, right?
Yes, they do.
There you go. All right, thanks, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to close the phone lines for a little bit, probably open them up more toward the top of the hour here, but I do want to get into some of these stories. So we were talking about the fact that former FBI Director James Comey is going to be testifying before the Senate Intelligence Committee. It's going to happen this Thursday. The rumor is he's going to try and accuse Donald Trump of interfering in the investigation into former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn. And yet, again, along with so many other documented lies coming from James Comey, he testified under oath 2 months after this supposedly happened that there had been no political interference in any of the FBI's investigations. And, of course, the other issue is there are normal procedures for dealing with this sort of thing. If Trump had actually asked him to haul off the investigation, that's obstruction of justice, and James Comey was obligated to report it at the time it happened, not wait until months later after he's been fired, and he's obviously got an axe to grind there, and they just say, I've got a little post-it note that said all the way back here Trump was doing this. And the reality is that James Comey is going before this hearing with serious credibility issues. And, of course, the corporate media that is out to get Trump, they're going to take everything Comey says and present it as the absolute unassailable gospel truth. You will believe this. But I certainly won't. Now, a little bit of good news is the White House has come out and said that President Trump is not going to invoke executive privilege block Comey from testifying. This was a big old bear trap they were trying to set for him, where he's going to say, yeah, we know Comey's going to lie, just tell him that he can't talk at all. But had he done that, of course, the corporate media would say, aha, there's a cover up there. And so Trump has dodged that particular trap. But again, I'm sure that Trump's enemies in the corporate media and within the government, they're going to take every word that Comey says and proclaim it absolute truth, even though there's no evidence to support it. Comey didn't get it on tape. This is just his recollection from months ago. It's a very, very weak case. Now, interestingly enough, over at Newsmax Video and 12160, apparently more and more high-ranking U.S. government officials are confirming that this surveillance on the Trump campaign, Trump himself, his family and associates, went on long, long before they actually tried to obtain that visa warrant. So there's the real scandal. Obamagate. President Obama was misusing the intelligence resources of the United States government to spy on Donald Trump, clearly for political purposes. Now, supposedly, NSA Director Mike Rogers is warning he's going to drop a bomb on Trump during his testimony on Wednesday. So this is, they're gearing up for the attack. They're gearing up for the attack that, you know, Donald Trump has done all these terrible things. We've got to impeach him. We've got to 25th Amendment him. And it is very, very obvious we're seeing a government that is almost too factionalized to function any longer. And again, it is a strong parallel to what we were seeing in the former Soviet Union in the months before it all fell apart. It is very important for a government to maintain at least a public image of unity and cooperation to reassure the voters and taxpayers that everything's working the way it's supposed to. When you see one portion of the government, when you see one portion of the government just openly at war with the president, that's rattling a lot of people. I've been talking to a lot of people around here. They're literally saying it doesn't look like the government is even functioning correctly anymore, which, yes, it isn't, very clearly. Everybody in that government right now is just dealing with their own personal agenda, their own personal fortune. They're not really doing their job. They're just out there lining their pockets as quickly as possible. Now, over this last weekend, actually end of last week, Megyn Kelly, who's coming back to the airwaves, managed to secure an interview with Vladimir Putin, and she went on in there with this gorgeous dress with the high slit. Apparently she was trying to get Putin flustered, which didn't work. And Megyn really did not get what she wanted to get. She was out there trying to say about, you know, Putin's relationship with Mr. Flynn. And Putin turned around and said, well, I've worked much more with you just in the last few days on this interview than I ever worked with Mr. Flynn. So if I have a relationship with anybody in the U.S., it's certainly more with you than with Mr. Flynn. Putin went on to slam the very creative corporate media in the United States, saying that their private lives must be incredibly boring. Now, there is a new development. Judiciary Chairman Chuck Grassley has launched a new investigation of former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's effort to thwart a Bangladesh government corruption probe. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton just had her finger in everybody's problems all over the globe here. Now, there was apparently this raid that went to the 7200 block of Jonathan Street and took a bunch of documents. All they're saying is it's something about national security. And everybody's kind of up and say, ooh, what's going on? Well, it turns out this place is listed as a subsidiary of the Journal of Muslim Minority Affairs, which is a business that employs Huma Abedin's brother and sister. And prior to signing on with Hillary Clinton, Huma also worked for this in the past. And all the officials are saying it's a matter of national security. And there's a lot of speculation on out there, and there's a lot of deliberate disinformation. But there are two issues. Were there additional emails there? One of Hillary's missing laptops, a thumb drive? And the timing of this raid opens up a possibility. As you know, former Congressman Anthony Weiner pled guilty last month to transferring obscene content to a minor, and he's going to serve 21 to 27 months in prison on a plea deal. The question is, did the plea deal include giving up evidence on Hillary Clinton, and was that evidence stored at the Jonathan Street residence? So we're going to be keeping a very, very close idea on that one. Hillary is still out there on her denial tour, and I don't know if she actually still thinks there's a chance she's going to be anointed president of the White House, or we're seeing Hillary just as a crazy old lady who's in the middle of a self-destruct. But now she's out there, Donald Trump colluded with 1,000 Russian agents, would you believe it, 1,000 Russian agents to infiltrate social media and engineer a campaign of lies about her. We didn't need to do that. All we needed to do was tell the truth. And that's what worked. But now she's out there saying, there were Americans who were out to get me. There were Americans who didn't want her to be president. There are Americans who didn't like her or her policies. And there are Americans who were very, very, very concerned about the past criminal record of the Clinton cartel. Now, a little bit of good news. Everyone was talking about Trey Gowdy. Would he be head of the FBI? And at one point he was interested and at the top of the list. And then came on back and said, well, no, not really. Turns out he is heading for a place where he's actually going to be far more influential. Apparently, Trey Gowdy will be the new chair of the powerful House Oversight and Government Reform Committee. Apparently, he didn't even run for the position, but the other members of the House, looking at how well he has done chairing these investigations into the Obama White House scandals, including Benghazi and Fast and Furious and the rest of it, they said, this is the guy who's got to do it. And he is the guy who can do it. So at this point, everybody is saying it's pretty much a done deal. Now, we keep hearing rumors about a staff shakeup at the White House. And that includes the White House Chief of Staff, former RNC Chairman Reince Priebus. But the reason he's still there is apparently they can't find anybody who wants to take the job over from him. I'm finding that very surprising. It is a very powerful, influential job. It's the most powerful job in the White House, second only to the president himself, because the chief of staff controls the information going to the president, and what gets tossed out is junk. But, you know, if anybody from the Trump White House is listening to this show, if you're really desperate, I've got some spare time on my hand. I, as a patriotic American citizen, I would be willing to step on in and be the White House chief of staff. Yes, I would. Getting into the war zones here, the founder of Blackwater, Eric Prince, is now out there saying that Afghanistan can only be calmed down, stabilized, by having a permanent American manager over the country. Forget about trying to create a puppet regime. It hasn't really worked on out. He's literally calling for a return to colonialism and the appointment of an American viceroy to rule over Afghanistan. This is a major step backward in human civilization. But then it does seem that a lot of the world's top money junkies really do long for that simpler time of colonialism and a dumbed-down population. Things were so much simpler then. We just let it get totally out of control here. We need to go back to the 1950s or even the 1850s. That would be a good thing here. Now, let's talk about Qatar, because this is getting chaotic. Apparently, the other nations in the Middle East are already cutting diplomatic ties to Qatar over its relations with Iran and support of certain Islamist groups. And so they're trying to isolate the tiny energy-rich country by cutting off its land, sea, and air routes to the outside world. In other words, they're blockading it. Now, we're already getting word of panic buying in Qatar. People are going to the supermarkets. They are emptying the shelves. They're taking it home and just putting it in the closet. They don't want to be caught with a broken supply chain. But Iran is actually saying this was all triggered by Trump's visit to Saudi Arabia. Now, Tillerson is out there saying it's time for everybody to kiss and make up. Solve your differences with Qatar, because, again, if Qatar breaks off from the rest of the Middle East, where are they going to go? The only place they can go is an alliance with Iran, Russia, and China. This has been a major foreign policy goof. Dennis Ross is out there saying that this may result in the U.S. pulling its fleet from Qatar. So that is definitely out of control here. Now, let's get on to... actually, we're coming up here on a break. We're going to take a few moments for commercials, and we'll be back talking about Syria.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. maybe you got the money. Well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. We're talking about the war zones. And over in Syria, the Syrian forces are ignoring the threats coming from Washington, D.C., not to march on the U.S.-backed terrorists, militants, jihadis, whatever name they're using this week. And apparently the Syrian army managed to advance 1,400 square kilometers in the Badia region east of Palmyra over the last 24 hours. The military operations are still going on. Apparently the Syrian army also captured the key town of Maskana yesterday, and that was the last ISIS stronghold in Aleppo. So they're making tremendous gains over there. At this point, as they focus in on Mosul, Syria is basically sending out a very simple message to the militants there. Surrender or die. Apparently, Assad's amnesty program is no longer considered valid. And it looks like they're pushing through to regain these major areas. Now, if you look on a map of Syria, it still shows all kinds of portions of Syria that are still under the control of ISIS. But if you actually look on a topographic map, you're talking about empty desert. Wars are won not over the volume of territory you are controlling, but the key infrastructure points, key highways, rail lines, the hubs where everything transits. And Syria is definitely taking back control of that. Iraq's Hashti has retaken an important area on the Syrian border, taking that back from Daesh. Meanwhile, over in Korea, the rhetoric is still getting a little bit out of control. North Korea is rejecting the UN sanctions and says it is going to keep building up its forces to defend against an eventual invasion, which is what happens to countries that don't have good, strong defensive forces. Sooner or later, the U.S. gobbles them up. Now, as you know, Israel is celebrating 50 years of the occupation of Palestine, going all the way back to what is called the Six-Day War. And as is usual, as we have learned through bitter experience, the reality of what went on is very much hidden behind the official story of Israel under threat from its Arab neighbors. And now, 50 years later, this is even over in The Intercept, basically saying it was all a fraud. Israel wanted to grab more territory. And so they said, oh, they're about to attack us. We have to attack them first. But we even have quotes from members of Israel's own government saying, yeah, of course it's a bluff. Of course it's a lie. And here is something that is very revealing, and this is actually in the Times of Israel. Apparently, there's been some declassified information which said that had the Six-Day War gone the other way, Israel was going to set off an atomic bomb in the Sinai as a warning to everybody else. There you have it. Israel's had nuclear weapons all along. We're going to take a break for station identification, and we'll be right back.
Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction?
A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.